and you. He's talking to every one of us. So everyone say me. That were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind. That's what grabbed me, that little phrase. Enemies in your mind by wicked works. Yet, this is why we're here in the house of God. This is why we're in the body of Christ, because yet now hath he reconciled. Reconciled means bring back a former state of harmony. Verse 22, how in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled. This is not the time to back out. This is not the time to throw in the towel, to give up. Because all that we are facing, no, it's a time to make up in your mind and have it settled. I will not be moved away from what? The hope of the gospel. We are people of hope this morning. Come on, say amen with me today. Which ye have heard. That's why hearing the preached word of God is so important. That's why we text you. That's why we call you. That's why we give you letters. We say, you got to hear the word of the Lord if you want to grow. And which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. And Paul says, whereof I am made a minister. And then quickly we'll read Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, brethren, my brethren, be weak in the Lord. You guys know I'm going to check to see if you're paying attention. Be weak in the Lord. Be strong yourself. Be strong in who? The Lord. And in the power of his might. Woo! Yeah. You should be excited. We are excited because we get revelation about who we are serving and whose we are. And he says, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles, the trickery, the scheming, the attacks of the devil. I want to preach to you this morning on a subject titled, A Reconciled Mind, Conquering the Enemies of Your Mind. No, not losing, not going through the same old cycles, but having a victorious mind that I can walk through the fire. I can go through a struggle. Because devil, you can't have my mind. My mind is convinced. My mind is in a position of understanding. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm going through. My God won't leave me. My God won't forsake me. My God will be there. One more time, raise your hand. Lord Jesus, we ask you to speak to our hearts, and not only our hearts, but our mind. We want to be convinced that there is a word for us to walk in this hour, in this season, and still walk with victory, walk with our head up, walk empowered, and walk victoriously through the power of what you did on the cross. In Jesus' name, clap your hands as you are seated in the house of the Lord this morning. Praise God. The devil, he is pushy. From the beginning, he has been after God's people. Hear me now. Because he can't directly fight with God. I need you to think about that opening statement. He's fighting you and I indirectly. Because he's trying to fight against a God that he can't fight with directly. So he has to find another way to fight against God. So he fights And we see in the Old Testament against the mind of Eve. Eve being part of the first humanity gives us insight how he is still going to continuously fight against humanity. Satan has figured out even from the beginning that we have certain things about us that he can repeat in his attack. So we can find that in God's word. He looks at Eve and he fights against her mind and he gets her to look at the natural things in front of her. And then allow the natural things that is in front of her to cause her to question what God has to say about it. When you are questioning something, you are thinking about it. And when you are thinking about it, you are operating in your mind. Does that make sense? So then that lets you conclude that if the enemy is going to attack God indirectly, that he is going to attack through the minds of humanity. We see that he does that to Job. He's fighting with Job's mind. Job prayed daily for protection for his family, right? Every day, Job prayed for his wife and for his children. But Satan attacks his family and thereby attacking Job's mind. You say, how? Job would say, why? And scripture says that he says this, why has my worst fears come upon me? Something he thought potentially could happen. So he deliberately prayed for it not to happen. And yet it still happened. Has anyone prayed against something to not happen? And yet it still happened. Yeah, I know we believe in God. I know we believe in the word of God. But there are times that your prayers do not get answered. There are times that God does not make a way when there seems to be no way. There are some times that God puts you and I in a position of questioning why. And it begins to deal with our minds. God, this person was healed. But why was not this situation healed? Am I talking to anybody real here today? And many people find themselves losing faith in God because God does not move when you want God to move. But yet Job says, yes, maybe that my greatest fears have come upon me. But naked have I come in the world, and naked I'm going to leave. But blessed be the name of the Lord. And he had to silence the mouth of his enemy because we all need to make sure if the devil knows anything, we are not going to curse God and die even when our answer. Our prayers are not answered. What is God trying to do? God is trying to raise up mature saints. I already understand that everybody is not always going to stay in the church. Someone said it this way, sometimes pastoring means you're just a bus driver. Some people get on and some people get off. But is anybody ready to stay on the bus and ride all the way to glory? If you're going to do that, then you have to recognize there will be times that God is not going to come when you want him to. But what God is trying to say, are there men and women that says, I don't care what the natural thing goes on, devil. You ain't going to steal my mind from trusting in the Lord. And we find God is giving Israelite people hope through Moses. And Moses is saying, God has called me to tell you, let my people go. And he goes and he speaks before Pharaoh. And what happens was the first time he went before Pharaoh, that Pharaoh let them go. No, the prayer was not answered the first time. In fact, I see again the attack of the enemy. He says, I will show them a thing or two as you're trying to progress in God. And I feel in the Holy Ghost's church has some members that saying, I'm going to progress as much as I can. So I give you advance warning that as you are advancing in your walk with God, and as you're saying, I'm going to be made free, Pharaoh is going to stand up and say, okay, I'm going to show you something. Since you are focused on your deliverance, and since you're not content in being a slave that I want you to stay in, then I am going to make it more harder and difficult for you to even have faith. And so what does he say? Take away providing the straw, because the more you begin to pursue the things of God, either show you things are going to get harder. You say, why am I preaching this way? Because I look around the congregation and I see hungry people. But the devil wants to tell you when you pursue God, everything should go all right. And then you'll be messed up when things don't. And so I have to give you advance warning and tell you things may not work out the way you want them to. But somehow Moses and Aaron kept on going and said, I know the natural thing don't look right. In fact, the people are hurting and suffering. Sometimes the word goes across this pulpit and things get worse for you. Let me tell you what I'm going to do, what Sister Barlow going to do, Brother Wilson going to do, and the whole team going to do. We're going to keep on going to Pharaoh and say, I know they're struggling, but you go let these people go. There is going to be revival in the city of Independence. I know some will turn around. I know some will back out. But Aaron and Moses, we're going to keep on going to Pharaoh and say, let my people go. Devil, I tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, Independence is ours. Independence is ours. I feel God kind of changing the word already, so let me just say what God is telling me. God is trying to raise up in this church Moses and Aaron's in this place. That the majority of people were actually angry at Moses and angry at Aaron and saying, why are you stirring up the pot? Why don't you just let us be? I can't let you be. I seen the other side. I see where God wants to take you. I see the potential on the inside of you, and we're going to do whatever we can to bring out the best you. We're going to do whatever. Come on, somebody, hear me when I say we're going to do whatever we can to help you reach your promised land. There is a blessing with the promises of God for you, and we will tell Pharaoh, we don't care what it looks like. Victory shall be ours. We will not stay enslaved. We will walk in God's victory. Oh, but he tries to intimidate our mind. Goliath shows us Satan's strategy. He uses intimidating words and physical presence, literal things in front of you that are obviously bigger than you. Right? Aren't there some things that you cannot face by yourself in of your own power? There's some prayers right now you're struggling with. There's some emotions right now you're struggling with. There's some financial things you're struggling with, mental things, health things you cannot break by yourself. And there is Goliath standing up. And what is he saying in 1 Samuel 17:10? And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel today. Goliath is standing over many of us right now. And he's shouting loud and boldly, I defy you, you're nothing. I defy you, you're always going to be intimidated by me. Look how long you're sitting there hiding and sucking your thumb and hiding behind it. And he's using tactics of intimidation. He's allowing his presence to show up, and he's doing whatever he can to intimidate us. And Haman, in the book of Esther, we find him sending out threatening letters. And what were those letters there to do? Those letters was to cause the children of Israel to stay in a mindset of fear and intimidation. Those letters were put there. He made that letter last a long time. He didn't say, tomorrow I'm going to kill you. He made it a certain day. I believe it was about 3 months. And so what does that do? It causes you to live in a place of anxiety, of saying, I'm about to be destroyed. I'm about to lose this. I'm about to lose that. Is anybody tired of the lies of the enemy trying to make you think you're about to have the worst thing happen to you? No, no. Devil, you're a liar. You will not intimidate the people of God. And there is a Mordecai that says, stand up, for this is such a time as this for you to recognize this is your hour, this is your season. And we will use the tactics of the enemy to say again, we shall overcome. What am I saying? There are letters against you. What am I saying? There is tactics trying to take you out. There's things intimidating themselves and confronting you. There's a story about a famous painting in a museum in Europe. And it looked like the caption said, checkmate. And it was a depiction of Satan with his evil, wily face looking at this young man with beads coming down his eyes, knowing that if he lost, he would lose the soul to the devil. And he did not know what he was able to do. And the devil had that gleaming eye and says, yeah, I got you like I always got you. I got you exactly where I want you to be. And many masters came by and studied that, and they could not figure it out. But then there was one chess master that came by, and he studied it for hours and hours. And he asked the museum to come and bring him a chessboard. And he set it up exactly how it was depicted in the picture. And he found out, hey, it ain't over yet. There's still one more move to be made. I know right now the devil is standing over you telling you it's all over. But I tell you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is here to tell you, hold on, there's still one more move. I got the strategy. I got the answer for somebody. Because it's not my will that you should lose to your enemy. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus comes and he makes it clear. First of all, I'm repeating what Jesus says, what the devil's about. He's come not but to steal. You know it. Kill and destroy. He wants to keep a grip on you. He wants to keep his foot on your neck. He wants to put a stranglehold on your life. He wants to, bottom line, limit you. Why? He can't limit God. And so he would try to limit you. But God wants us to be secure in him and not moved by the wiles of our enemy. He says, you stand strong by dependence in the fact that the battle has already been won. See, many of us think we're trying to win the battle when you got your doctrine all wrong. I am already seated in heavenly places. I've already got the victory. I just need to learn how to walk in the victory that God has already started for me. And that's what I come to tell somebody. We're to teach you that in the context of Ephesians 6 verse 10, he says, finally, which means with all I've already taught you, with all that I've already showed you, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You must understand, it ain't about you. It's about the God that worked it out already for you. All you have to do is believe and say yes. I trust in the work that God has done. And so what is he saying in the context of Ephesians 6? He's saying it is absolutely spiritual warfare. And he's saying the fighting is going on that makes you feel a certain way. You feel the effects, but you just cannot see the spiritual attacks against you. You feel the weariness in your body. If you believe it, say amen. You have worrying that goes on in your mind. Say amen. You get shadowed by depression out of nowhere. Say amen. You have anxiety. You don't know where it's coming from. Say amen. The invisible feeling of not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy enough, feeling like you messed up too much. It's too late. It already bypassed you. The inability to win over various things and various mindsets. That was the state of mind of the first Adam when he got out of the garden. Adam was lost, and Adam was defeated. He had nobody else to look to as an example of how he was going to get out of the situation he was in. But after he was defeated, God shows right up, and he says, here's my plan in the middle of your mess. I'm so glad that God has a plan in the middle of my mess. I'm so glad that God does not forsake me, even though I deliberately disobey him, deliberately walk away from him, deliberately do things my way. And the devil is saying, see, you are cursed. But devil, can I tell you something? My curse is only temporary and yours is eternal. Because right after the curse, he gave me a word of promise. Why am I excited? I got a word of prophecy from the very beginning. I'm not waiting on God to make a way. He's already made a way. In the beginning, he says the seed of the woman shall crush the head of serpent. That lets me know it is the head that is the seat of authority. And so Jesus said, praise God, when I show up, when I come and I die, let me tell somebody, that's why we present the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the gospel that is presented represented and shown that the devil's authority is no longer in place. The prophecy has been fulfilled. And when Jesus got up, he says, devil, you are under my feet. And in New Testament words, he says, I, Christ, am the head, but the church is my body. So it ain't Jesus crushing the head. It's the church crushing the head. So long as you are part of the church, you can crush the head of your enemy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So long you believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and you take on his name, which signifies authority. Can I tell somebody, you have authority in the name of Jesus. I caught what was preached last week, and Brother Osby said, speak the name of Jesus. I tell you again, you have authority because there is a name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. At the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess. So then, naturally speaking, if I'm walking with the one that has, somebody getting it, has all authority, I'm not going to wake up in depression no more. I might feel depressed. I might feel anxious. I might feel alone. I might feel abandoned. I could feel a whole lot of stuff as a human being. But I'm going to let stuff be conquered in my mind. So when it's in my mind, I don't care how I feel. In my mind, victory is already mine. And with my mind, I declare. With my mind, I decree. With my mind, I speak out. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I know God go do what God go do. I'm just going to stand in the power of the strength of Almighty God. Clap your hands if you believe it. Can I teach for a moment? I want to teach the word. We're in the book of Colossians. He's writing to the church of Colossae. And the church, while he's in jail, while he is in prison. You mean these books ain't being written in the middle of a shouting revival? You mean these words are being written while there's jailers all around him, keeping him in a place he should not or does not want to be in? Oh, how many of us are going through things that we don't want to be in and we suck our thumb? How many of us are going through things we don't understand and there's no joy on the inside? How many of us face things in our life that goes on and we don't know how we're going to make it because it's too hard? Get your stupid thumb out of your mouth and say, I don't care if I end up in prison. I got the gospel, the hope of the gospel. Everything going to be all right. God, go, come on. You got to believe the word I'm preaching. You got to know that you know that God going to make a way. We don't have to allow the tactics of our minds to win over us anymore. I was in Chicago, part of our trips. I love that city. And we got to see on the rivers, three different rivers that went downtown the city. And you saw these just massive, massive 180 or 80 and 100 plus story buildings. Magnificent architecture. But guess what? It didn't just pop up. It started in somebody's mind first. And somebody's mind says, I can defy the laws. And somebody's mind says, I can create and design an architecture that can go down deep and then stand up tall. Can I tell somebody, in your mind, if you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, he's giving you deep, deep rivers and deep, deep wells and deep, deep foundations to do what? Build upon the foundation that's already been laid. And let me tell you, there is a rock whose name is Jesus, and the world cannot defeat him. In fact, in the book of Revelation, we understand, connected with the book of Daniel, that there is going to be a mighty nation that rises up, and there will be a mighty king that rushes up. But guess what? A rock is also going to show up on a hill called Mount Zion, and he is going to step on the Mount of Olives, and he is going to crush your enemy and bring it to powder. Can I tell you, you don't have to wait to the book of Revelation. Can I tell you right now, victory is already yours. You can stand up and say, I believe I'm on the Lord's side, and I carry the name of Jesus, and the power is within me, and because I believe in the hope of the gospel, everything is going to be all right. Go to verse 13 of Colossians chapter 1. And I'm going to go through quickly. In whom? Everyone say Jesus. Come on, say Jesus. Jesus. We have. Who hath delivered us from the power? Hath. Hath is past tense. Past tense means it's already. See, I want you to preach it. That's right. You're saying it. You got to say it. Say it. It's already done. He hath delivered us from. When you come into Pentecostal apostolic relationship with God, he takes you where you are. But he's not done. And he translates us. He moves you supernaturally to the kingdom. I hope you hear these words in this church. We're not trying to build our church. We're not trying to build a building. We're trying to raise up kingdom-minded people. We're trying to raise up believers that understand when you come to faith in Jesus Christ, it's not just about showing up the church and letting us call you here on the attendance roll. It's about you having your faith activated in who God has called you to be, kings and priests and sons and daughters of Almighty God, to go into your highway and your byway and your environment and say, Satan, your kingdom is coming now. Why? Because I am a witness from heaven. Do I have any ambassadors that know who you are? You go make it when you know who you are. You go be all right when you know you come under the authority of the name of Jesus, and it did not happen by yourself. You've been translated into another kingdom. You've been translated into another dimension. And so, new believer and saint of God that's a veteran, don't you forget who you are. God has a purpose to take you to. God has a plan to take you in. And verse 14 says, whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. I bind you condemnation. You got to go in the name of Jesus. Here in this place, in this hour, in this time, are apostolic men and women that will do great exploits because they've been washed, they've been forgiven, they've been made new by the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you know you're washed? Do you know you're cleansed? Verse 15, we already said Jesus, did we not? That's why we preach there's only one God. There's only one God. There's only one God. There's one God, God, the Father of all creation. And he came as a son for what? Redemption. Spirit cannot die. So God is a spirit. He cannot die and shed his blood. He had to come and take on the form. And what does the Bible say in verse 15 here? I'm preaching the word. Who is the image of the invisible God? The only God you and I are going to see is Jesus. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Who is he? He is the firstborn of every creature. Ooh, now, I'm going to get a little deep here. Okay? So you got to stay with me. He is the image, right, of the invisible God. The firstborn of every creature. Verse 16. By him. All things are created that are in heaven and in the earth, visible and invisible. This is where the authority comes in. He has power over these things bothering you in our mind. It doesn't matter if they're thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Somebody's getting it. He's above that. The creation is not greater than the creator. Look at verse 17. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. So that's us. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. Preeminence. I don't need to read you the Greek, but I would tell you that word preeminence means it is automatically moved to first place. Why am I saying that? Because you might feel like in your life you've been in last place all your life. You feel like you are never, ever going to win, and you're never, ever going to make it, and you'll find yourself in that same place. God says, I'm moving you to the front of the line, because by me all things consist. And it says in verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should dwell all the fullness, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile, that means to bring back everything in proper order to himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in heaven or things in earth. And it brings us to our opening scripture, verse 21. All those things, him making us in first place, even though you were sometimes alienated, which means you were far off, and you had a problem of enemies in your mind by your wicked works. Guess what? Jesus says, through the power of the gospel, I fixed it.
Hallelujah.
I fixed it. I fixed it. And you are now reconciled. You're back in right standing. Well, what was the original standing? Adam, Eve, have dominion. Have authority. So the things that are plaguing your mind are trespassing.
Okay, I gotta just make it more plain, right?
Do you guys lock your doors at night? Raise your hand. Okay. So in the natural, you lock your doors at night. And do you just let anybody come and just break the locks open and just kind of do whatever they want to do in your house? Do they have the authority to do that in your house? Are you going to sit back and let them do that in your house? I know some of y'all got conceal and carry right here in the church right now. And in the natural, you're not going to let somebody mess with your wife or your kids or your house or your stuff, are you?
So is it too difficult to understand in the spiritual? That there's things that are trying to trespass in your mind and we let it? Somebody to say no more. If you can't come in my natural house, for sure you ain't coming in my spiritual house. Come on, somebody. I'm done preaching. I need somebody to stand on your feet and start saying, from this day forward, I'm going to guard my mind. I'm going to say, devil, you might come in, but you can't stay here. I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Devil, get out of my mind. Come on, somebody. Get your hand on your head and say, whatever enemy is trying to make a home in your mind, I say, say, get thee behind me, Satan, and say, you are under my feet. I take authority over every spiritual wickedness, every bit of darkness right now. I pray by the authority of the name of Jesus. My mind is free. My heart is free. I will walk in the joy of my salvation. I will live. I will not die. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I'm going to walk in kingdom mindset. I'm going to walk in victory. How? I will speak the name of Jesus. I will declare the name of Jesus. I will call on the name of the Lord in every area of my life.
The word of the Lord is telling us right now, I want to do some translating. And when he translates something, it is a spiritual maneuver. It's a spiritual transportation. And right now, by faith, if you want to be spiritually teleported, I want you to walk down to the altar. I don't want you to kneel. I don't want you to lay down. I want you to come down this altar, and I want you to stand. Move quickly. There's going to be a quick work right now. Come on, don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Something is going to translate us to a deeper place in God. Now raise your hand and lift your head up. I want you to physically lift your eyes to heaven. And while your hands are raised, right now by the authority of the Word of God, I want you to do a spiritual translation. I want you to translate somebody out from the lies of the devil, the lies of the enemy, the conquering enemies, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And I say right now, there is victory being loose in our minds right now in the name of Jesus to believe in the word of God. Come on, open your mouth and say, I will be translated by faith. I'm not moving. I'm not going anywhere. I'm walking in authority. My mind is right. My spirit is right. That's right. If you have the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Take authority. Come on. God will translate you right now. God will take you deeper right now. You are victorious in your mind. Come on. I see victory flowing. I see victory flowing. Hey, victorious church, victorious men and women of God. Be translated in the name of Jesus. Translation right now in the car. Today can be your day, you go deeper. Today can be your day, you go further than you ever been before. Today is your day. You will leave with an unpersonal testimony, a personal victory. Pray the Holy Ghost. Refill us today with the hope of the gospel. I want your mind in my mind. I want to conquer like never before. Let your spirit move in me. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I want to stand like never before. I want to be unmovable like never before. Always abounding like never before. Leaping and jumping like never before. Activating my faith like never before. Open our understanding in the name of Jesus. Going deeper. Hey, I got it. You brought me this far. You will take me all the way. You will fill the areas of my heart that are hungry for you, oh Lord. And I say it's mine in Jesus' name. there's a joy in a river rising deep inside, and there is a stirring. I'm going to tell you, like Jeremiah said, there's a fire shut up in your bone, and that fire is about to be released as you continue to put your eyes on him. There is going to be a deep fire that you won't be able to contain. There will be a fire that will consume you, and God will hear the intercessors of your heart. God will go to the secret places of your mind, and God will take full control, and there will be no hesitation anymore. In the name of Jesus, deeper. The church is going deeper. Hatana. Spiritual authority in this house. Spiritual warriors in this house. Spiritual leaders in this house that are ready to stand in the word of God. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. And the spirit is going to translate. The Spirit will cause us to operate in apostolic authority. That's right. Lay hands. Lay hands by the authority of God. Lay hands and speak the word of faith. Lay hands and decree and declare victory in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Translate us, God. From our old ways, our old thinkings, our old mindsets. And know in the name of Jesus, we're victorious. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm a mahatel. Say yes to his will. You say yes to the opportunity that God has provided. You say yes to what God is stirring up. You say yes to the provision of God and the anointing. The anointing. The anointing. Hey. Build up your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, it's a real river flowing. It's real. It's real. You're going to wake up real, saying it's real. I can feel it in my soul. It's real. My mind says to me, it's real. My faith has gone higher. It's real. Everything I'm dealing with, God is making a way. And I shall not be moved. I walk in the kingdom of authority. I walk in kingdom authority. The Holy Ghost is moving. The Holy Ghost is moving. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Atta Mahaya. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I'll give you power. I'll give you strength. I'll conquer every issue of your mind. For the might that I have possessed. Come on, you're going deeper. That's where God's taking you. He's saying, you won't be satisfied anymore. Come on, I'm going to go deeper levels in my spiritual walk with God from here on out. I'm going to find myself until you say, oh, yes, everything you're going to provide, everything you want to give me, God, it's going to be mine, Lord. And I'm going, and I'm engaging with God in your presence. I'm going, I'm engaging. engaging. I'm going. I'm engaging. I'm going. Yeah, I can go further. Yeah, I can find help. Yeah, I can find what I need in God. Yes, it's all in Him. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. My mind's reconciled. My mind is submitted. My mind is God. My mind belongs to Him. I don't belong to the lies of the enemy. I don't belong to the lies of my flesh. I'm the Lord's. I'm the Lord's. I'm the Lord's. One more time, all over this house. I'm going to speak a word to this congregation. Lift your hands right now to heaven. Turn us down for a little bit. I want to speak a word. I want to empower you one more time. Te te atala. Te atala mamosatala la hataya. Right now, under the authority of the word of God, and me as the mouthpiece of God in this church, the angel of this house, I admonish you. I admonish you to make this service a landmark. That what you have prayed and what you have believed for in this service right now, that this week, starting even today when you get home, you are going to engage and you are going to find a place of prayer. You're going to find a place to find and feel what you feel in this house. You will feel it at your house. That in your own prayer room and in your own prayer closet, you are going to walk with spiritual authority. And when the enemy comes in to lie to you, you will activate the name of Jesus and you will win in your spiritual warfare. You will not leave what you felt in this place, in this altar. You will take it to your home, and you will take it in your heart, and you will walk, and you will be saying, I will walk as a kingdom individual. And every time you come in this house, you're saying, I'm coming to get more kingdom principles. I'm not coming to get my ears tickled. I'm not here for a show, but I'm here to get kingdom principles, to walk, to defeat the enemy outside these four walls. If you say yes, say raise your hand and say yes right now. Lord, we're submitted right now. Lord, we say we're going to go home and pray on Monday. We're going to pray on Tuesday. Be a Bible study on Tuesday night. Hear the word of God on Wednesday. Pray on Wednesday. Pray on Thursday. Pray on Friday. And when it's time to outreach, and when it's time to do the works of God, we will be in position to be the church that God has called us to be, walking in spiritual authority. Praise God. We're going to have a baptism right now. Praise God. So someone help Sierra with her baby and get her ready. And there's anybody else in the house of God right now that you are not a part of the church, and you are not a part of the church unless you have taken on His name in baptism. And so the waters of baptism are ready. If you want to be baptized in the name of Jesus, then this is your day to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And He will also fill you with the Holy Ghost. And after our baptism, we'll be dismissed downstairs for our taco dinner. Those of you that are online watching right now, I think it's off, so that's fine. I'll look there and there's no more phone. But we'll tell them that we want them engaging as well in prayer, believing that God has a plan for their life. God bless each of you. We want to see you downstairs for lunch. If you're praying, continue to pray. This is the house of prayer.